Welcome back. We are beginning Shaar Beis Perek Yud Ches, which is the last Perek of Shaar Beis. And I'm finding a little bit of that it's a summary, in a sense of... Okay, thank you. I'd like to see you too. The summary of everything that we said in Shaar Beis, which is a lot. But, I just want to say this, though. What we've been learning here is, davenology. In other words, what tefillah is. I don't know, I hope for you, like for me, it's a mapecha of what tefillah is. Because the normal pshat in tefillah, and I guess it's also a pshat in tefillah, part of it is that you're mevakesh trach of a tefillah, you ask Hashem to help you. We shouldn't lose that. But what we started off from the time we started talking about Litzorach Gavoa all the way until Perek Yud Ches is that there's something much more going on here, and that is that it's connection, he's kashrus. It's not just that I have somehow this ability to daven, I do, but the question is how does it work? What's the mechanism? You also have the ability to get into your car and turn it on and go, but how does it work? And if you know how it works, you can take advantage of all the features of the neshama. So what we know is that there are three and then really five parts and then Hashem. So we have the our nefesh, our ruach, our neshama, naran, and then on top of that, that's the nefesh, ruach, neshama. The neshama is your connector, if you will, to a higher place, which is nishmasa to nishmasa, the neshama of the neshama. Neshama meaning like no shame. It's giving it power. It's giving it no shame. Like it's like when you give artificial respiration. So this is not artificial. This is real. So you're no shame from the neshmasa to neshmasa, which is called chaya yechida. Chaya yechida, as we explained, are not things that we can really understand because they're outside of us. But we can know it's there.
Is that the or
makif? Yes. So the nefesh ruach, good you're asking. So everything that we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is very little in comparison to what there is to know, but our little touch of infinity is that when Hashem created the world, He created the world with an or. And then there's an or that goes, if you imagine a circle, there's an or that goes straight in, then there's an or that's makif. There's an or that goes around. So the or that goes straight in is this or that comes. The chaya yechida, which is the neshmasa, the neshmasa, cannot go straight into the neshama. It's too much for a human being. We're created with limitations. So it's too much for us to handle. So that's makif. But the or, plibi, or the kava yashar, goes straight through, straight to the jugular and down. So that's the... So what we're doing here, though, and this is the main point, without getting lost before I even begin, the main point of tefillah is to be able to connect, he's kashrus. And when we're davening, we're not davening here for our tzrachim, we're actually able to put ourselves in a higher place where we're right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we could do that, we can do that when we daven. That's something we can do. And if we do that, so then we've correctly davened, we're really connecting with our source of life. But it's a form of meditation in the sense that one can do this with their heart, with their mind, is put themselves in an out-of-this-world experience. Why do I say out-of-this-world experience? Because Chaya Yechida is out of this world. Nefesh Ruach Neshama is within my experience. It's within my system. You can experience your Neshama. But you can't experience your Chaya Yechida as such. You can go there, enough to know you can go there, and when you're there, you're not alive. I'll give you besides for tefillah, I'll give you a mashal that we're more familiar with. Misa. How's that something to be excited about? Misa is. This is not something that should, I say this all the time, it's not something that should frighten somebody except for the unknown. Misa is simply taking the nefesh and the ruach, detaching the neshama like the NASA spaceships, detaches, And you've shed that which is keeping you down into this world, and things like hunger and needing to sleep and getting aggravated and cast and all the things which really are, most of the things of this world are a pain in the neck. I'm not, relationship, complicated. The world's got part of us. I mean, just think about one part of the world. Okay, so you take a vacation, also a pain in the neck. But you know that you can. You know we're afraid of it because it's unknown. But the fact is, the idea of Misa, or even going to sleep, which is probably a similar experience, one is not meshubad to the goof. You're not getting jealous while you're sleeping. You're not getting angry while you're sleeping. You're not getting hungry when you're sleeping. When you get older, you have to go to the bathroom. But it's not your basic tzrachim are not there. So that's the echad mishishim of Misa. So, you know, when we talk about, I just want to point this out, we talk about a lot about Mesiras Nefesh. I feel, by the way, it's a way overused term, Mesiras Nefesh, because whenever, like, you get up to speak at a dinner, like, I often speak at dinners, I don't know, but when you get up to speak at dinner, you're meant to talk about all the Mesiras Nefesh of the people. I don't know if there was Mesiras Nefesh. And not to forget the Mesiras Nefesh of the wives, to let their husbands do this, and they learn, and they're atzala. Mesiras Nefesh means that I've gotten myself to a place where my whole body doesn't even make a difference anymore. That's what Mesiras Nefesh means. Now, could be people do that with chesed. And it doesn't mean death necessarily, but Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means that what's happening to me and what's going to happen to me is not really the point right now. I'm working in Chaya Yechida, Mesiras Nefesh. I'm taking my Nefesh and putting it on the side. It's a madrega that should be used careful. Not every time somebody does a chesed is a Mesiras Nefesh. It could be like you enjoy doing chesed, which is good also, but I'm just saying it's not Mesiras Nefesh. You don't have to die to do Mesiras Nefesh, but Mesiras Nefesh is when there's something higher, be it the cause of the Chaya Yechida, like Rabbi Akiva, there was something higher than his bodily comfort. So Beseder, Mesiras Nefesh, this was the Asara Ruge Malchus. Mesiras Nefesh is there's something bigger than me. And every time we daven, it's Mesiras Nefesh. This is what's interesting. Every time we daven, we're leaving our Nefesh, our Ruach, and even part of our Neshama in the trail. And we're connecting to something higher. This is what we're meant to accomplish when we're davening. Extremely important. So let's a couple of words here. Vihine, acher shekvar hurgol v'sedura loy tefilasei. Once you know how to daven, what does that mean? Not you know the words. You know how to daven. Bihiskashrus hashloishem bechinas laran shebecholos davshay. You know how to not just think about your goof, or not just think about your nefesh, but to think about, as I hope we know by now, how to think about your ruach, and how do you think about your neshama, and try to connect with the neshama. Ayidei ho'oisis, how do you do it? Ayidei ho'oisis, nukudai sutaimim shemachol teva. Remember we learned that in the word itself is the nefesh, ruach, neshama. There's the letters, the font of the letters, there's the nukudais, there's the tabim, the trap, nefesh, ruach, neshama. So the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, when I'm davening from a sitter, I'm connecting to those words. And the words have themselves the koach to bring me up to a higher, from Nefesh to Ruach to Neshama. They have that koach. Kamo Shini Smar Le'el Perk Tazayin, as we learned. Yis'atze b'toyer machshavte v'kavanose. Once I've mastered my three, which is a big work, to master Nefesh Ruach Neshama, you know, we keep talking about the fact that if you're disconnected, there's something abnormal about us. Like, we're supposed to be connected. The hiskashrus is to be connected. I know who I am. I know where I'm coming from. I know what's motivating me. My nefesh ruach neshama, I'm in touch with the whole thing. Once I do that, yisatze b'toyer machshavte v'kavanosu l'davik achar zekol shloisha b'chidas daran. I take those three things, which is everything that I am, and I'm mistabik it b'b'chinas nishmasa l'nishmasa. I'm mistabik that to a higher place even of nishmasa, of the neshama to my neshama, which is the chayu yichida. Hadal, shehu sherish nishmasa. Ayidei tzirufe oisye shalateva, and you're never going to find this, says Nefesh HaChayim, in the words. You're not going to find it in the words of Refa'enu Hashem v'Ne'er Rafei, but you'll find it in, which we don't even have to know it, but those words themselves have Sirufei Oisius. You can turn the letters around, you can change the spaces, you can change the Nekudas, and by the time they get to Shemayim, they're different words completely. They're different words completely. So the words themselves can change, just like I gave many examples of this. You see, even in the Chumash, that the last eight psukim, Tzirufei Oisius, you can change around the Oisius, and it means something completely different. It happens to me that the Torah for us translates itself into a place that has to do with Olam Hazeh.
Remind me where the Tagim fit into this. Because he's only referring here to Nekudos, Otiot, and Tamim.
The tabu are the Chaya Yechida. It's above.
The target.
When you're the Kiva couldn't fashion.
Hayadayr's Tilei Tilim Shel Halachis Bechol Tag V'Tag, as he was bringing down something from a very high place into a place of halacha. Which Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't darshan tagim.
That's why.
Because he wasn't involved in halacha. It wasn't a Lamaisa, it was a Himmelmensch. But let me first of all, this tefillah is different than mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, let's talk about three things. Torah avodah gevilas chasod, or Torah libana Torah, which is coming from top to bottom. Torah is something Hashem gives us. Mitzvahs is something we give Hashem, so to speak. We build a sukkah, we put on tefillah, we put on tzitzis. Tefillah is a hiskashrus between the two things. The ladder, the sulam, which goes up and down. Mitzvahs are here. I'm not belittling them, but they're here. You can only do mitzvahs when you're alive. Torah is there. It can translate to us when we're alive, but really it's there. It's a higher place than in this world. Tefillah is, as long as we're alive, we have to be Makasher, this world, and this world, us, our neshama, our nefesh ruach neshama, to a higher place. It's just an amazing thing that this is what tefillah is, that we can get there. We can get to a place which is higher. So, not to be confused with mitzvahs.
We say yichud for mitzvahs because there's it feels a different yichud.
So, shem yichud is liskasher yud kei vav kei. So the yud kei is here, and the vav kei is here. So we're trying to connect them. But it's a different yichud because I'm yachid myself. This is me. I'm the tzitzis. I'm the sukkah. So I'm a kasher myself. I want to make a point clear here that the way this is done, and it's really something that we should master, but the way this is done is dafka b'tzibur, and the reason is that this. What I understand is that individuals can't do this because the just like we had, and he taught us this. A parak ago, just like you have Yerushalayim Shabbata, Yerushalayim Shabbata. And what's going on in Yerushalayim Shabbata is mirroring and connecting to the Yerushalayim Shabbata, which is the Iker. The idea is to build something here for the Shchina, right? But you build something here for the Shchina. What you're really affecting is the Yerushalayim Shabbata. That's the real point. You're affecting the Yerushalayim Shabbata. That's affecting the entire world. That's giving peace in the world. And Yerushalayim, Yerushal Shalom. Here shall shalom. How do you break shalom? By karbonos, by doing the right thing in this world, the ratzon Hashem in this world. So you're affecting the Yerushalayim Shabbala, which is affecting the whole world, which has to do a lot with Mesiras Nefesh and sacrifice, right? Sacrifice. That's a lot of it is sacrifice, and sacrifice, doing it correctly. I'm sacrificing something that I own. If I'm a poor person, a little bit of matzah. If I'm a wealthy person, a big shore. But whatever it is, I'm sacrificing something. We know and we learned that the way this is connecting is it's not connecting as a yachid to the world of Malchus of Atzilus. It's connecting as a tzibur. Because the way it works is that there's Knesset Yisrael, which means the Shechina wanting to come down. Just imagine the visual, the graphic here. There's Knesset Yisrael connecting to Klal Yisrael. Not to ever confuse those two things. We're Klal Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is our Yerushalayim Shalbalo, yes? Our Yerushalayim Shalbalo. So the Knesset Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, have to have a magnetic connection to each other, and that's something we do with Tefillah. That you do with Tefillah.
Mitzvah doesn't do that.
I think Mitzvah also does some of it. Especially Mitzvahs like... Mitzvahs you do, but Tzibur, like, especially things like Hakel and things where the whole Tzibur comes together and does a mitzvah, but everything you do with Tzibur, Kriyas HaMegillah, everything you do with Tzibur is going, it, as an individual, you can't really connect. That's what we learned in Parak Tazayin. You really can't connect. I said something on Purim, if you were there, or if you're not in my house, or if you're not sure if you were there. So let me just say this over in a that throughout the whole Megillah, Haman is called the Tzorer HaYehudim, which means the enemy of the Jews, the nemesis, the he who gives tsar to the Jews, Tzorer HaYehudim. He had a title, Tzorer HaYehudim, Hitler, Tzorer HaYehudim, right, the enemy of our people. But Tzorer also has, I pointed out, a different definition, and that means that which brings things together. Tzroyres. Tzror. Tei nishmasei tzror, but tzror ha-chayim. Bundle, when you bundle two things together, or five things together, 10 things together in one bundle, like a hobo, that's called a tzror. That's a tzror. When you put a pile of rocks together, it's called tzroyres. It's tzror is when you bring things together. So Haman caused pain to the Jews, but at the same time, he actually brought all the Jews together. When we went out in Golos, so everybody was completely separate. And we figured, okay, Golos, what does Golos mean? Pirut. That's what the word means. Like when we were together in Yerushalayim, so okay, there was a talk about Achdus. Now it's not even important. We're on our own. We're a Golos. It's like we grew up in a bad way, and we're on our own. So what's to care one Jew about the other? What's to give together? What's to daven together? What's to learn together? We're in Golos. And it was an each man for himself situation of Golos. And this is what caused the Golos, that we did this while we were in Eretz Yisrael. This is what would have prolonged the Golos forever and ever. Except Haman came along and he was Tzorer HaYehudim. He brought us all together in the most painful way. But he brought us all together. All of a sudden, everybody looked at each other and they said, hey, you know, you're Jewish, I'm Jewish, yeah? Like, we saw this during the Holocaust. Le'aleinu, like, anybody who separated himself from Judaism didn't help him, right? Like, people, you know, go tell the Gestapo, I'm not really religious, you know. It doesn't make any difference, you know. If your grandmother was Jewish, if your grandfather was Jewish, he didn't even go up Yalacha. He paskened L'chumra on every aspect. So the truth is, all of a sudden, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. So it was the Tzorer HaYehudim. The Tzorer is one of the ways, it's not the way we like, but it's one of the ways of bringing everybody together, and it worked in the Purim story. And that's why the whole thing ends off with Matanas Lev Yonim and Mishloach Manos and Ish L'Re'ehu. The whole thing ends off with Tzorer HaYehudim. But here's the Kudna I didn't say on Purim. Once we're together, it's not about Achdut. That's not the point. The point is, once we've got our act together here, then it's possible for the Klal Yisrael, once you become a Klal Yisrael, it's possible to connect to the Knesset Yisrael. And once you connect to the Knesset Yisrael, the Golos is over. Yerushalayim Shabbat is back. The Beis HaMikdash starts being built again. And which was the key to the story of Purim. The key to the story of Purim was, the most important miracle of Purim was that Esther had a son, Daryavish, who built the Beis HaMikdash. It was Achashverosh caused the Beis HaMikdash to be built. It was, but obviously it wasn't Achashverosh that did that. We can't, you know, Ahasuerus was the person there at the right time. He was probably like a president of the United States, you know. But it's the makom of the Jews, the mikum of the Jews. So there's a tzorer who is mitzarer, bundles together all the Jews. So you have a klal Yisrael. The klal Yisrael connects with the Knesset Yisrael, and now we can get out of our nefesh ruach the shama into our chayi yechida, into the shechina, and have asura shechina. What happens if we can do that? So not only are we blessed, but we create blessing all around us. Like Avraham Avinu, we create blessing all around us. Everywhere we go is a blessing. Everywhere we go, we're spreading tov. You know, you ever meet did you ever have a schus to meet a real gadol, a real tzaddik? When you're by that tzaddik, there are no problems. You go to talk about your problems, but they're not there anymore. It's a mess because you're a shechina b'daberes b'toich greina. You forgot what you gave. You have to make it up. I'm talking about a real guttle, you know. You can feel it too. I remember going to speak to Rav Moshe Feinstein. There was nothing wrong. There was like there could have been like birds running around and chirping, and the reyach was perfect, and everything was perfect. I'm sitting in a room sitting on a chair with Rav Moshe Feinstein. It was sitting with a guttle or with the stipler, with Rav Scheinberger, with the whole different piece, a place of peace that's there. So that's an important nekuda, that to reach this highest place is to reach it together. It's to reach it together. This is the importance. This is why it's so bad the biggest problem is in this country is that everything is so broken apart and fragmented and nobody, you know, like it's like different groups. This is the whole thing. Lech kenoises ha-Yehudim, right? Bring everybody together. You can't, and this is not just like, we shall overcome. It's not like a hippie movement. It's really being makasher in the nishmasa, which can be done Once we can reach a higher madriga through tefillin, you can do this three times a day, so then all those differences are shed, just like all the bodily needs are shed. I don't need anything when I'm doing that. So once the differences are shed, why shouldn't there be achdus? There's achdus in Shemayim. I'm telling you, I don't think, I haven't been there, but I don't think that there's like Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad, you know. I think or, you know, the Hasidim Misnagdim say, but it's one thing.
What's the Shalom Rebbeinu?
Also Shalom Ibrahim?
No, what is
Yishalom
to make Shalom? What's the
Yishalom? Well, one second. Oysa Shalom Ibrahim, meaning that all the neshamas are able to finally come together as one. Hu yasa Shalom Aleinu. It's exactly what we're saying. So he can bring Shalom here. But the purpose of the Shalom here is to make Shalom there. The purpose of Shalom there. It's all about Shalom. Shalom meaning Shleimus. But, okay. Kishi Yistabek Mezois HaMadrega. If we could reach this Madrega, and we can. It's hard work. It's hard work every time you daven to reach it. But if we can reach this madrega, as yuchal lehechashev ki'ilu enoi ba'olam klal, is it possible to get to a place where we're not standing in this world? It's desirable. I'm saying with mitzvahs, it's not desirable. Mitzvahs, you're supposed to be in the world. But when you're davening, I'm not in this world. Enoi ba'olam klal. Ubebela, and therefore yispat ubeinu b'kol b'kol. Everything means nothing. It means nothing, everything that's going on around me. Then what? So stop davening for those things. First of all, it's all Balashin Rabbin, but what we're davening is not just, of course we're davening on a down-to-earth level also, but we're also davening that by being miskasher to something, l'malo, mabelon is rufa'enu, and mabelon is eslachlonu, I've come to a higher place. You know, imagine you're in the middle of a huge matzav, like a very difficult situation at home and community or whatever, business, whatever you want, or whatever you don't want. I mean, imagine, and then, you take off on a plane. So when you look down, like, at least for that half hour, like, it's all, It's all irrelevant. You know, at least you get an hour break from the, you know, the cell phones don't work. This doesn't work. Like, I'm completely disconnected. So that's the Eino Ba'olam Klal is, you can understand the taiva to be an astronaut. I never understood it exactly. but you know, you can get above the clouds with this, this thing here. So, b'meila yispatel b'eino b'kol v'kol. You know, Danny, it's like an interesting thing. The less you become concerned about the refuah, the more Hashem gives you the refuah because you're connected to a place of Shemayim. Ki b'china zoi sinala b'madregas ha'adam ata. This is a higher place than we normally are. Moshe kasavti le'el, as I've written before. V'yichlol atzmai b'sherish nishmasai. So the idea is to be in touch with the sherish nishama. Klal sherish ha'elyon shaklal nishmas Yisrael yachad. And this is my point. The Sherish Neshama is only a place that you can get to if it's part of the Klal of Sherish HaNeshama, because the Sherish HaNeshama are all together. So it has to be Klal Yisrael attaching to Knesset Yisrael.
Don't we say the
Shekhinah
comes down even with 3 or 4 people are learning Torah together?
Yes. Learning Torah. You have to be learning Torah. Davening, you need 10.
Right.
Because learning Torah is Hashem speaking to us. So there's Minayin Afilu Shlesha.
It's the same Shekhinah.
It's not the same shit. It's a connection. It is a connection, but don't you understand the force of the connection is Hashem coming downward. When we're trying to go upward, when we're reaching Hashem, that you need a stronger koach. You're going against gravity there.
So learning Torah is going up?
Learning Torah is going down. I'm just being vocabulary.
So why is
that? I once said this halacha, that the halacha is when you're teaching Torah, so you're not really supposed to charge to teach Torah. If you need money, so you get schar batala, but you're not supposed to charge. Mahu b'china, maf ata b'china. But nobody says that if I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm writing mezuzos, I have to do it for free. There's no such chumra. So I charge. And people have to pay. People have to pay. It's good for people to pay for a mitzvah. We pay for mitzvahs. You don't try to get it for free. But Torah you can get for free. The reason is, what's the difference between Torah and Tefillah? Torah and mitzvahs, rather. Because Torah is coming from up to down. Hashem gave it to us for free. If you're a shliach of Hashem to teach Torah, so do it for free. Like Hashem is doing it for free. You're just continuing the line. Mitzvos is not what Hashem's giving to us, it's what we're giving to Hashem. What we're giving to Hashem is b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol be'odecha. You have to take what you have and you have to give it. So if you take what you have, you say, give it. Pay money for mezuzahs, pay money for tefillin, pay money for chinuch, pay, dafka pay. People should want to pay for that because that's b'chol be'odecha. You're b'kai b'chol be'odecha when you do this. Not looking for the for why don't they do it for free? Why should they do it for free? This is our isarusa de losata of reaching up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see this Reb Gad, the mitzvahs are going from down to up, and Torah is coming from up to down. And tefillah is such a unique thing because tefillah is he's kashrus. It's connecting the whole thing. It's not even like coming up to down to up. It's just connecting everything. Everything is all connected. So if from my lowest place, from my nefesh, I'm connecting to my nishmasa to the nishmasa. It sounds very difficult to do, but if they're telling us we can do it, probably can do it. Like the nishmasa, the nishmasa, or another word maybe it's easier to relate to is the sherish anishama. So the Devi'im used to tell us, what does your sherish anishama relate to it? You know what to do. But we also have a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh to know what's the Sherish of our Neshama. So if you can figure out what the Sherish of Neshama is, you go right up there when you're daven. I just want to say something very simple because I have a feeling this could easily get too esoteric, which is not my ability or my ratzon. But the idea is, what do we really want? In other words, like, okay, I really want, I'm really hungry, I'm thirsty, I want money, I want this, I want that, I want happiness. What do I want? All the different things I want. You can make a list. But then what does my neshama really want? What does the sherish neshama really want? Meaning, what was I really created for? And that's what I want on a big level. So now we're not even talking about, you know, well, I also want an education and I want, a bliss in life. No, even higher. Go even higher. What do I really want? I want to be Mekayim by Tachlis of this world. That's what I really want. I want to do what I was created for. So first of all, Hashem, give me clarity into what I was created for. And you know, and we don't get too old for this, because a lot of people only discovered us when they're 50, 60, 70 years old. It's not a, you know, we're not born with this. But if you figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing, then all the other things become unimportant. So at least while we're davening, so, you know, you go into the church, and we stop being so sensitive about everything around us. We stop being so caring about, you know, like they're not things that are going to get us, because it's not our world. It's not our life. Yeah. It's not our life.
Back to Daniel's question, my answer, I mean, you're talking about, I could soar, I could, you know, I want to go up and up and up, but I've got, just bringing me down to my health, bringing me down to your shalom, bringing me down to this and that. It seems like a steer.
Why can't it be? Why is it a steer? Why can't it be that I can get so big that that my refuah is not the important thing, and Mamela Hashem takes care of the refuah? Why can't it be that way? Like Parnassa, you know.
I'm getting involved in particulars then. If you're talking about being involved from the world, that's not getting involved in the project of the world.
I'm understanding, like, you know, you have to make a difference between a person who has an expense account, right, and a person who needs parnassa. So if I'm going, I'm asking, but I'm asking for myself. I'm asking for the company, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking. So give me, take care of me. But I'm asking not from the level, not from the base level of what's hurting me. I stop my pain. I'm asking that I'm here doing my tachlis, and since I'm doing my tachlis, so you have to support this. And therefore, Rafaidu, therefore, Reivon Yedu, Slach Lanu even. Okay, made a mistake, but let me do my tachlis, yeah.
Yeah. When we daven like Midraisa based Tzara, so that's before the Chazal gave us the Shemon Esra. So what is the mechanism there? We don't have those Tzirufim in those words.
Well, that's better. I mean, you don't have Rafaidu over there, and you know, we're down, because we were able to connect. Before the Achik Nesa Sagdola, we were just able to do this. By meditating, you think of Hashem Echad, and you're mitzarech with a lot of people, and you're connecting to something which is at the sherish.
But the tefillos yachid also based tzarah. So you don't. Everything we were talking about the malachim breaking all the words and so forth.
It's not true. I don't think it's true, because even the tefillos yachid based tzarah. So the way it was done, if you learn the whole Masechta Titus, is we brought the whole tzibur together. With the tzara, and everybody made a tainus. Even tachluya yiladim and all the different tanesim, where you have one tzara and I have one tzara, we come together in a room and we did. And
so
we,
an individual, you know,
individuals mitzara for the tzibur. That's the biggest skula.
When an individual doesn't know how to daven Shemon Esrei, and he daven when he pours out his heart to Hashem,
it's fine.
So is that's higher than the Shemon Esrei?
You're losing one of the tricks. But the Kavanah could break through everything, for sure. We learned that. It's easier with the tricks.
I learned that the Tziruf of Yud Kei Vav Kei is like Achila, Sheina, Shtia is Yud Kei, and Torah and Mitzvah is Vav Kei. So when you're doing things down here, Achila is doing that, to connect with Torah or with that, so that's connecting.
Yeah, fair. Why isn't it obvious to us that, because this is really the whole Shar base, that we're not like independent things here. We're supposed to be connected to a Sharish. Simple. I mean, just if you could be bespited during davening, that, like, what is the Sharish? Hagufa Tfilo, like, tell me what the Sharish, explain to me my Sharish. Where am I? But it's like putting the thing back into the charger. You know? It's you're connected to something higher. When you're connected to something higher, yeah. The Hiskashrus works. It's interesting, by the way. I got the in Kabbalah, the Nefesh Ruach, the Shaba Chaya Yechida is all held in the kis. It's called the kis, like a pocket. Like, you know, if you can imagine, it's just an interesting visual that you have this kis, and Hashem can hold the string from on top, and it's all together, and everything. He's kashrus, everything is misyatze, MS, miyatze, v'nochay. Everything straightens out. It's like, I shouldn't have been, but I was thinking about on Friday, my wife fell down and she broke a whole bunch of bones in her arm. It was an extremely painful Friday. You know, I was in the emergency room all day, but So with her, finally they gave her like anesthetics, so she wasn't in pain. But I was still, in pain. You know, it was a very painful thing. But I never. It's actually the first time I've ever seen, like the setting of bones that are so completely off.
Our wrist hurts.
What?
Our wrist.
Yeah, but besides for the hour, like the traction, is to tie something up from a high place, and try to get everything to fall into place. And once it's exactly into place, you hope it's in place, and then you cast it so it doesn't move. Yeah, that's the way. That's the derech of setting.
Scary.
It's a very scary, and it's noisy, and it's you know, like all of a sudden your hand is crazy. But the thing is, I was thinking. I said maybe I shouldn't have been, but I was thinking about like his kashrus. Like
she wasn't thinking.
No, I was thinking like it's so interesting. Like sometimes you need the, you know, like it's pulling up. There's weights here and pulling up and the up and the down until everything is emes v'yatzi v'nachay v'kaya v'yasher v'nebon v'ahu v'chavi v'nachman v'nayir v'yadir and ouch v'kubul and you can put the tail. You know.
When it becomes straight, it stops hurting.
It is, when it, the second it comes straight, no, but the second it becomes straight, it stops hurting. It's an interesting thing. So, the idea. I mean, I'm just the whole world has to be a mushel to this one idea of just connecting, just make the connection clear. This should not be difficult for us to comprehend or want to do. The question is maybe how to do it needs a lot of practice. But to be miskasher to a Shoresh Elyon, who would not want to be miskasher?
Yashar kel,
Yisrael. Yeah, yeah. Or using the kav or amakif or abnim. Everything is the same thing. But who would not want to be connected to the Shoresh Elyon? That's what I am. That's what I am. It's not gonna. Okay, so the last line here. Ki bechina zois he nalu mi madregas ha'adam ata kemoshe kasavti la'el. If I can get there, I am being elevated from madregas ha'adam ata from where I am right now. Kemoshe kasavti la'el. V'yichlal atzvei b'shorshei neshamos b'chlal shorish ha'elyon shal klal neshamos Yisrael yachad. L'chei tiknu. Let's do a little bit of the haggah. L'chei tiknu. Therefore, the takana is as follows. This is what you do. Shetekev achar amida. When you finish Shemoneh Esrei, meaning we're all tied up. We're all bound up. Remember when I say tzorah Yehudim? We say tei nishmasai, tzrura, mitzror, achayim. It's all one big package bundle. So once we finish Shemoneh Esrei, what's the next thing you do? Yimser nafshei v'ruchai v'nishmasai l'gabri l'misa. We learned, I believe, at the end of Perek Yud Zayin. This is of key importance here. That as you start, as you daven in the morning, let's take shacharis. As you daven in the morning, so we start off very gashmius. Like the brachas are very gashmius, right? Noisei lasech vivida lahavchi b'nyoi v'leila pekeach ivrim. This is all very much in the physical world, yes? So we're very much in the physical world. But then Korbanus is all physical. And as you get to Psuke de Zibra, let's say, once you get to Psuke de Zibra, when you say Baruch Shabar, that's a break, Baruch Shabar, we're dealing with the Ruach. We got out of the goof into the Nefesh, Korbanus or Nefesh. Right, nefesh ki yakri became korban. Nefesh, korbanos are nefesh, and you work into ruach. Ruach is psukei dezibra, where singing comes from. It's something which is, you know, there's much more achdus in singing than there is in talking. Nachon? Singing is part of the ruach. That's the derech haruach. That's the lisa to the beis hamikdash. Is derech haruach. I always make this point that if I'm talking and you're talking at the same time, it's distressful. If I'm singing and you sing with me, the more people are, the more the better. Sounds good. So why is that? Because one is dealing with the world of nefesh, where it's a stira. Every nefesh is separate. Whereas when you're dealing with the ruach, the more it comes together, the better. So all of a sudden it becomes harmony. It becomes a full harmonic. Even, by the way, people don't know how to sing, it still sounds good. It's like people make some noise. It sounds good. It's okay together, usually. Sometimes it gets a little crazy, Herschel, but I mean, it's a nice. This is the idea of people singing and digging together. It's a beautiful thing. It's Indian of Ruach. But that's Psukhi de Zimra. Then I get to, when I start getting to, and I'm working through the worlds also, because I start with the world of Asiya, and I work to the world of Yitzira, which is the world of Psukhi de Zimra. And then I work to the world of Bria, which is the more intellectual. The world of Bria is the world of Birchais Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. It's the world of Bria. And then when I come to Shemoneh Esrei, I get to the world of Atzilus. I'm standing in front of Hashem. So what I've basically done is I've worked myself up to a madrega of Shemoneh Esrei, which is Atzilus. And you can see this in the halacha, that the Isser of Dibur doesn't exist when I'm in the world of Asiya, but the higher I get, Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, Atzilus, the more I'm not allowed to talk until you get to Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to talk for nothing. Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to be for Shoilim b'nei Ashalom, Shoilim b'nei Apachat, whatever. There's Bengal, Israel, you're already not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to put yourself into there. Why? Because talking has to do deeper. Malachim don't talk. Dibur has to do with this world. That's our way of communication, our form of humans to communicate. But the more I get into the tefillah, the less I communicate. And why? Because the more spiritual I become, the less physical I become. I become more and more spiritual, more and more spiritual. So Nefesh HaChaim says, it's ad kidei kach, I think he said the last pair, ad kidei kach, that when I come to Shemoneh Esrei, I can't talk. I cannot talk because I become so spiritual. So I have to say a tefillah of Hashem Svasai Tiftach, of Yagitil Asach. I have to ask Hashem to talk. The highest madrega is after Shemoneh Esrei, which is Chazar Sashatz, where I don't even have to say to Shemoneh Esrei. I just have to listen. Shemiah is higher, is more spiritual, less physical than even talking the words of Shemoneh Esrei. But then, after the whole Shemoneh Esrei, if you follow the Seder on Dvar, but that's the correct way to daven, to become more and more and more. You see, the people that talk during davening, they're not davening. It's not that it's like wrong to talk during davening. They're not davening. The davening is you're working your way up to the world of Atzilus. One word messes up the whole thing. Whoop! You're back down. You're back down to the top. You can't talk during davening. But so you're getting to the world of Chazar Sashatz, and really shouldn't talk there either. We do, but you really shouldn't talk there either. So the Chazar Sashatz is followed by Tachnun. And Tachnun, the Tefilas Apayim, is interesting. We finally reach the highest madrega, which is Misa. The Tefilas Apayim is Misa. That's cool. L'chei tiknil, sh'tekev achar amida, yibsar nafshei v'ruchai v'nishmasei l'gabri l'misa. Seder, by putting our head down, you know, by tachlun, putting our head down. By the way, just because I stand this way and I see things, people do things wrong, tachlun is, your head goes here, not here. Not here. Not like this. This is where it goes. Top. Before Shulchan Aruch. Tachlun has to be set on the top part of your arm. One of the ways you can tell a Talmud Chacham from an Amoritz is how he says Tachlun. Mm-hmm. Some people think they're very creative in it, you know, Tachlun. Tachlun. It's Nefilas Apayim on the Perek Elyon of the Yad. That's the halacha, Perek Elyon of the Yad.
What about Vidui?
So Vidui comes before Tachlun, because before you die, you say Vidui, right? But it's an Indian of Misa. What does Misa mean? Misa means you've shed all of the Olam Haza things for the time being, and everything will be taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Nekuda. Everything now will be taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just relax. Just relax. A mace can be kibbutz a mace. That's a potter ben amitzvus. You don't have to worry about Rav Shalem anymore once you're dead, do you? Like you don't have to worry about parnas anymore. All done. You don't have to worry about any of those things anymore. Even your wife's angry at you. You don't have to worry about it. Like you don't have to worry about anything. Like it's finished. Your worries are over. You're dead. So nefilas apayim is you get to be dead while you're alive, like the Walking Dead. You know, like it's. The filas hapayim. Because we don't say vidui before that misa. That's the shailas. Do you say vidui before that misa? Why? What's that machlokes? Is interesting.
Where is if shmona esrei tzivus? Then where is
tachlus? Once you've reached tzivus, then you give everything over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My goof is not relevant anymore. Well, then you come back. Then you come down for a landing. Ashrei is Tzuki. But look, Ashrei is Tzuki de Zimbra.
Right.
You're doing the exact same thing
the
other way around.
So early, they're missing the whole thing.
Well, you don't descend. They're walking around in a cloud all day. Yeah.
How's it fit the content of Tachlus?
What do you mean? But read it. That I my nefesh is my. That's what it says there. My nefesh is unimportant to me anymore. I've given it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it a gewaltig thing? Just give everything. It's the ultimate in Amuna Betachin. A bittel, but not a bittel doesn't mean that I'm a vater. Bittel means that. It's not shaykh. Bittel. It's bittel on the highest level.
You don't do that on special day. Why would you do that every day? It's such an important part of this. Process.
We have to learn. Why do we do it? That's a good question.
It's on a different level.
I don't know if that's the reason. I think because just Misa is not good on Yom Tov. Because you're supposed to be more oisik in the store. I think you're not supposed to get. It's like a different thing. You're Makadesh, like Oileg Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. All of those times you don't say Tachlun, it means that you're not supposed to be otherworldly. You're supposed to be busy. In this world, say it's bris mila, you don't say tachlin because you're supposed to be busy with this world. So I think the klal, it's a good klal. Check it out through the calendar. I think the klal of when you don't say tachlin is when you're not busy, when you're mechuyev to be busy with inyane olam hazeh.
Shabbos.
Shabbos is a perfect example. The karasol Shabbos oiling. So the whole thing, Shabbos, you have to eat shalom.
Shabbos is coming.
Yeah, Shabbos is made olam haba here. So when you're turning around the whole thing here, the whole hourglass, and everything is all about olam haza. So that's already the need of. So avelus is a machlekes. It's a very interesting machlekes. So maybe on Thursday, I don't want to go over, but maybe on Thursday we'll go over this Haggad and we'll make our seal in Perek Yud Ches. Actually, no, there's more than before the. By the way, if you look right after the Haggad, I didn't realize. The next thing that he says.